Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, we're continuing along here on your Friday. The good, the bad, and the dumb. Again, round two of the Ryder Cup still going on. We'll keep you updated on that. But what is the good of the day? Certainly not the USA start at the Ryder Cup.
No. In fact, but we will be, I will be talking about them in a second. But my good, the bad, the dumb today is all about the fans. So each story, each good, each bad, each dumb is about the fans.
Okay.
And I'm starting off with my good of the day. And each one has, like, you know, there's two references to each one, too. So we're going to go through. We're going to have some fun today. My good of the day, starting off with the good fans of the day. I have to highlight the Lions fans.
Okay.
They took over Lambeau Field. I don't know if you heard it last night, Tony, or saw the sea of Honolulu blue that was all throughout the stadium. But this is what it sounded like pregame.
I feel like I'm screaming right now because you would think that we were in Detroit with these fans. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Just enjoy this, Lions fans, for a second.
Well, they deserve that. They deserve this, for sure.
Wow, they got their hands on all those tickets at Lambeau Field?
Yes. I don't know how, because all those tickets, aren't they, like, isn't it like you have to be in a lottery just to get a ticket?
Well, for season tickets.
For season tickets, yeah. But are Green Bay Packer fans, because, I mean, everyone there is a season ticket holder.
Well, I would assume that there are, again, ways to get them on the secondary market, but not that much,
yeah.
Not that many. And it's not like college where there's a sliver of a section of the stadium
right.
that goes to the road team. So, like, if that was a college game, you would be like, yeah, if you set up by the sliver of the stadium where they are, that would be loud. That's an NFL stadium. That's not really the case. But, I mean, listen, I think that you can get a ticket into anything you want if you have the money. So maybe just enough of them said, listen, I'm going to Lambeau. I'm going to get tickets. There's secondary markets. People are selling them. People need money, and I'll give them money, and I'll get that ticket.
If you remember Arrowhead, there was a good portion of Lions fans at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
I mean, not to the point where, you know, it almost felt like it was a home field advantage for them. But, I mean, you know, Green Bay is not that far away. These guys are traveling. These guys, I mean, these fans are all in on the Lions this year, and they're going to travel to each and every game as much as possible.
So does the NFL still do that thing, that ticket thing where you post your tickets and somebody buys them? And or are most of these now still like Facebook Marketplace, that kind of thing?
I think it's like that.
Remember when the NFL was doing that thing, like post your tickets. If you can't go to a game, post your tickets on this site and then we'll sell them for you. I think most people are like, hey, I got two tickets, I can't go. It happens all the time here.
Yeah,
you know, anywhere might, in America, it you might, go find you go know, Facebook it, and somebody goes, I got two tickets to the Chiefs game and I can't go.
You know what it is? It's probably one of those things where the NFL says, hey, you know, we'll put an incentive out there to sell it through you.
Right.
And then that incentive goes away and they're like, oh, just go back to, hey, I got two tickets. You know, but posting, like you said, posting on Facebook. And
every single team says, please don't sell your tickets to a Lions fan or a Packers
course.
Fan or a Steelers fan. But you can't, you don't know.
Hey, you know what? You know what I'm selling my ticket to? The green.
Yeah, that's it. Like, if I got two Titans tickets, and I went, hey, I got two Titans tickets, really good seats, I want $150 a piece, and then somebody sends me, yeah, I got them for you, I'll say, great. Meet me at the Walmart parking lot, or better yet, that was the old days, better yet, I'll just send them to you. You Venmo me the money, and electronically I'll transfer them to you.
Here's an email.
I don't know where you're from. I don't know what...
I don't want to meet you in person.
I don't want to meet you in person.
Send the cash.
Boom. You send me the cash, I got the tickets, bam, done.
And then if it's, you know, if you're a Packers fan, but a Lions fan says, yeah, I'll give you $300 for those two tickets. Are you really going to wait around for a better offer from a Packers fan?
Right, no.
Or are you just going to be like, yeah, give me $300, I'm good.
You just want to have money.
Exactly.
That is all you want. Yeah.
So Lions fan is traveling this year. Be warned. I am warned because they are going to come to L.A. to face the Chargers, and I already know there are going to be more Lions fans than Charger fans at SoFi.
It's gonna be fun to watch them this season. They've been waiting a long time for a team that's as fun as this.
And I think you and I are jumping on the bandwagon. That's going to be our bandwagon team this year.
That is, I am. I'm all
Another good fan reaction, or a good for the fans, I should say, is that Oriole fans got good news yesterday as they were watching their team get their 100th win and clinching the AL East.
Yes.
It was announced during the game. The Orioles and Camden Yards reached an agreement, and they will remain that in that location for the next 30 years.
Was there any doubt of this? Give me the backstory to that.
I guess there was doubt. There was fear that the Baltimore Orioles, and because I guess, you know, when it gets to the negotiation table, what probably happened was that they were working on some other things that they had no intentions of leaving, but you got to dangle the hook out there to make it as cheap as possible or whatever. And there were rumors flying around, I guess, in Baltimore, anyways, that they might pack up their bags and move to Nashville.
Really?
You know, become the Nashville Nashville Orioles.
That sounds, on a scale of 1 to 10, it sounds like a plausibility of 0.
Negative 1. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just, I think it's just rumors.
If I was an Orioles fan, I probably would not have lost 1 second of sleep that my team was going to move to a place that didn't have a Major League Baseball stadium.
Yeah. And I think it's one, I honestly believe it's one of those things like, you know, you're just kind of putting there so you can get a better deal.
What's wrong with Camden Yards? And move.
I think maybe it's just like a financial thing. Well, I don't know.
That Camden Yards was one of the icon. I know it was built, you know, 30 relatively years ago.
Yeah, relatively. It's,
I mean, it was around the 90s, I think, when it came into existence.
But, I mean,
but
people
still,
love it.
More,
it's perfect.
It's one of the more iconic ballparks that we have in the country. Wow. Well, good for them. They won the East. They know they're staying. They won 100 games. Massive turnaround. They used to stink really bad. Now they don't stink.
2 years
ago.
Now
they're going to the playoffs. I still can't name 5 players on the Orioles.
Yeah, does Chris Davis still play for them?
Yeah, I know, right? Is Eddie Murray still playing first base? Are the Ripken brothers in the infield? Is Earl Weaver still there? Is Jim Palmer still pitching?
Well, the Ripken brothers.
Is Rick Dempsey catching?
Hold on. Are the Ripken brothers still in the infield being coached by their dad?
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's
true. Still happening, right?
Is that still happening? I mean, when was the last time the Orioles were in the playoffs? 2016 or something like that?
I have
no
idea. All I can tell you is this much. 2 years ago, they lost 102 games.
Right.
2 years later, they've won 100 plus.
God bless them.
They're going to win 102, I imagine.
God bless them. God bless him. All right, what is the bad of the day?
Bad of the day. I got 2 quick ones for you. Again, is with the fans. Penn State held a practice without music this week to prepare them for their game against Northwestern.
Okay. So why did they do this?
Because Northwestern fans don't really get into the game, so they decided to.
What?
Franklin, right?
James Franklin basically said to his team, look. Northwestern ain't into this.
We're going to practice without music so you guys can get the feel, the look and feel of what it's going to be like at Northwestern this weekend.
That's awesome. That is great. Way to go, James Franklin.
Yeah. Is that bulletin board material?
Yeah, of course it is, but there's nothing Northwestern can do about it.
It's on them. Their fans need to show up and cheer.
There's no rallying Northwestern past Penn State.
They're not making enough noise in the stadium, so... You know, James Franklin said we might have to go to a whisper count.
Okay, let me say this. They had to fire Matt Fitzpatrick or Matt Fitzgerald, their coach. Remember that, the hazing stuff? They had to get rid of a longtime coach. They are not a good football team. And is James Franklin punching down?
Maybe.
I think he's punching down.
Maybe.
Like instead, just go, hey, we're Penn State. We're going to go there, do our job, and leave. I don't think you have to go. And guys, their fans don't even care. I don't know. But I like it. I like it from James Franklin. Good point.
And then one last quick one, and I know you will feel this for the bad fans of the day, was that when Brooks Koepka went to the first tee of the morning for himself, the fans there booed him mercifully.
Oh, I know they did.
Just booed and booed and booed.
I saw that on Twitter this morning.
Yeah.
They booed him.
And why is that? Because he's the only Live Tour player
in
the event.
Live Tour player, yeah. Somehow Live Tour golfers are just not getting kind of the universal love. Like, even in Rome, Italy, they hate the Live Tour.
And I'm surprised, because Italy usually is for those type of things.
Sure.
The entire country's like, yeah, we know what it's like to be, booed on like that. We're good.
You know what? I have to say this. I don't know if Luke Donald should have taken any Live golfers. I think it was universal on the team that, no, we're not going to do it. And I know Zach Johnson had Bryson DeChambeau to pick from. And I think there was one other guy on Live that he could have chosen. I think he said, look, Brooks won the PGA. He's playing great. I can't deny him that. Our goal is to win the cup. Europe, you could tell by Rory still sort of talking. Like when Rory said, they'll miss us more than we'll miss them, he's right. still bitter about this.
Yeah.
Well, like he's still bitter about
it. And it makes me curious about that, too. It's like, is Brooks Koepka, I mean, you know, is there team camaraderie with everyone? Like, is he, like, everyone kind of, you know, they're all hanging out in the hotel together down by the pool, lounging. Yeah. Is he, like, off to the side? Because, you know, he doesn't feel comfortable and they're not.
I would be surprised if they didn't. I think the United States is more, okay, it's all good. You made a business decision. Than Europe. I think
are they not including him on their trip to go get gelato?
Right. Tonight? Right. We're going to gelato. Everybody get in the van but Brooks.
Yeah.
You have to stay here. We'll bring gelato back for you, maybe.
Or is it like, Brooks, we're leaving at 8. Everyone, we're leaving at 7.
We're leaving at 7. And he gets there and there's no bus for the gelato store. Yeah, you're right.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sportsnap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, as we continue, it's Wake Up Call, Sportsmap Radio, good, the bad, and the dumb. Hey, I want to thank Mark for listening to us while he is on the road. Sent me a message on Facebook that he is traveling to heading to the airport for the Michigan game in Nebraska.
Michigan All right, Mark, fan traveling.
Say hello. Was saying hello to you as you travel to see the Wolverines take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers in Lincoln. Have safe travels, Mark. Thanks for tuning in.
I mean, that's just another example. Michigan wants to get out of Michigan to root on their teams.
Yeah, that's right. So,
you know, thanks. We just mentioned Detroit fan traveling all over the place.
Yeah. So, all right, what is the dumb of the day?
Well, keeping with the fan theme of the day, I have two dumb stories involving fans.
Uh-huh.
The first one has kind of been a reoccurring theme ever since late Sunday afternoon happened when a certain pop star visited a certain stadium. And then midweek, she announced she was going to be at the Sunday night game. Did you know, Tony, the get-in ticket price for Sunday night's Jets games has jumped from $83 to $117?
Yeah, it's come on.
And prior to Taylor Swift announcing she was come, that price was actually dropping on the ticket market, on the secondary market.
I'm telling you, I don't like the two worlds colliding, man. I don't. I will say
there was a fun exchange between Mark Cuban and Travis Kelce. Mark Cuban jumped on, I think he was on with Stephen A., and he asked Taylor to break up with Travis and start dating one of the Mavericks players.
Oh, because he wanted to increase his ticket sales.
And Stephen A. said, that's great marketing strategy. Well, that got to Travis, and Travis just said, hey, man, just sign me on a 10-day loaner.
That's right. Good point. That's good. Good. So now they are a loving couple.
They are a loving couple, and, yeah, New York, get ready. You're going to probably have a lot of Taylor Swift T-shirts mixed in with that Kelly green. Is that what the Jets color?
Yeah.
Jets Kelly green? Kind of green. I don't know.
I don't know what green it is. What am I? What am I? A painter?
Yeah, you're looking at paint swabs, aren't you?
My Bob Ross, swabs. Kelly Green. Just call it green.
So ticket price has gone up because Taylor Swift will be in attendance.
Well, because all people want to do is see. Listen, it costs $10,000 to see her concert.
Right
now, you can go to a Jets game and just get a glance at her in a luxury box.
Yep, just grab some binoculars. And go, there she is. Do you think she'll break out in song mid game?
First time I saw Kentucky in person basketball, I found Ashley Judd, and I literally was starstruck. I thought it'd be cute to find Ashley Judd and take a picture with my phone.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, you know what? I was at the SEC basketball tournament. I was walking around. I'm like, I'm going to find Ashley Judd. She's here somewhere, right? I know she is, right? I'm walking around. Finally, I see her. And I went, oh, my God. I couldn't take the camera out because I knew it was obvious.
Yeah.
I was just using, you know, using the media badge to walk around aimlessly around Bridgestone Arena.
And this is I'm going to say before phone cameras.
Yeah, no, there was phone cameras.
Oh, there was.
This was in the last number of 5 or 6 years.
Oh, this is recent. No, yeah. I want to hear more about this now.
Yeah, so I had my phone and I was like, do I take a picture? Like I'm standing not that far from her. She's talking to somebody. Do I just break out the camera and take a picture? And I said, no, I can't.
Yeah.
So what I did was I backed up enough and then zoomed in and took a picture. And it wasn't a great picture, but it was a picture enough to know it was her. But I couldn't do it while I was standing next, like
right.
not next
of course,
door, but
yeah.
within like 10 feet. I was like, no. Because I felt like if I took the camera out, she's like Kentucky personified. Like I was going to get attacked by her protectors, Wildcat fans protecting her.
You most definitely would have.
Idiots like me.
No, they would have came after you.
But Taylor Swift, I don't care if she was. I'd break out a camera for Taylor Swift if I was at that game and she walked past me. Or she was being securely ushered out of the stadium. Heck yeah. I would do that. But now, yeah, this makes me nervous. I don't like this. I don't like us getting involved with them and them getting involved with us. I don't want it.
I mean, it's.
I don't want the Swifties in football.
What I find bizarre about this is that, you know, we've had athletes date celebrities before.
Sure.
You know, I mean, it's common. It's a very real thing. I mean, you know, Carrie Underwood married a hockey player.
She married Mike Fisher, yeah.
I mean, are they still married?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, and we don't care. You know, we don't even know. That's why I had to ask, like, are they still married? I know, you know, I'm not up to date because I don't care.
But Carrie Underwood big enough that people said, oh, Predators games, it costs $4,000 to get in now because she's in a luxury box.
I mean, this is what's insane to me is that, you know, just because Taylor is going, I mean, we've always heard ticket prices spiking because so-and-so just got traded there. You know, you had the effect of, hey, this athlete is going to be in attendance there or playing in the game tonight, so the ticket prices go up. I've never heard of it because a pop star is going to be watching the game alongside with you.
I don't like this. I don't like my Swifties in my NFL, and I don't like the NFL in the Swifties. I don't like it. It's like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Keep those two separate. I don't want to explain to Swifties all about the Kansas City Chiefs and Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes.
I
don't want to explain to a Swiftie why he doesn't get thrown to all the time. I don't.
And I don't want Patrick Mahomes to feel pressured that he has to get him a touchdown so Swiftie fans can go wild.
Exactly. And I want this to end. I don't mean the relationship, but I want the hysteria.
So, I mean, like, for Sunday night's game, I mean, I know Jet fan will be there to boo the Jets anyways because they're going to get blown away. It's not going to be a pretty game. But will there be a lot of cheering because it's coming from Swifties because Swifties are now Chiefs fans?
That's true.
Are we going to see a lot of Travis Kelce jerseys in attendance?
Quite possible.
It's crazy. I have one more dumb story. This one might be my favorite. Could be one of my favorites of the year. Because a Philly fan, his name is Joey Henney. He tried to enter the stadium with his emotional support pet alligator.
Now, somebody just sent this out to us on Twitter. It was Philip about emotional alligator.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as an emotional alligator.
Well, apparently there is, Tony, because Joey Henney will go to bat saying, you know, he gets more love from this alligator than anybody else.
I'm going to repeat this. Just because somebody says it's true doesn't make it true. There is no such thing as a support alligator. They're not pets. They do not love you back.
Well, this one does not try to bite him when they're wrestling around with each other.
Sure. Do you know how many stories I've heard of? I rescued a baby hippo. He was my baby. I fed him and nurtured him back to health. Then one day I went down to the lake to see such baby hippo as an adult, and it ate him. It mauled him to death. I hear this stuff all the time.
You know what it is? It's Grizzly Man, isn't it? Man said, yeah. Oh, I'm one with the bear community.
We have domesticated wolves as dogs. That's what we've got. We've taken wolves, we've domesticated them, turned them into dogs.
And
cats the same
smaller
way.
Smaller cats.
That's it. That's it.
Maybe some birds.
Maybe a bird, maybe. But an alligator is not capable of loving you back like a pet. It doesn't want to be a pet. It doesn't want to be leashed. It wants to be left alone in the sun so it can eat things and be an alligator. No such thing.
I just love the gumption on this guy to go, you know what? I bet you I can get in with my pet alligator.
Yeah, I do too. I have to admit, that's all. So let's say it is true. Let's say it is an emotional support alligator. Let's say this alligator is providing him what he needs to live his daily life, I guess.
You're allowed to bring in an emotional support dog, right?
Right.
Well, I can't. I mean, maybe. Was this guy? Do you think this guy went in there saying, you know what? I see a lawsuit coming because they're not going to allow me in.
If I was him and I had an emotional alligator, I would be like, well, I can't take this alligator everywhere. I get it. The larger picture is I can't walk into a restaurant with an alligator. That's ridiculous. I'm just going to have to live my life in solitude.
Yeah, you should see.
I'm going to have to live by myself and with emotional love of this alligator.
I'm looking at a lot of photos of Joey Henney and his emotional support alligator, Wally.
Come up with a better name for your alligator than Wally.
No, that's Wally.
Wally Gator.
Wally Gator.
Yeah.
He's a, Wally's a rescue, by the way, because he was found in Florida. And
really?
I think he was found near Disney. Disney's property.
They rescued him from Disney property?
And Disney property, I guess, doesn't relocate them. Or there was something in the fine print. Like, you know, when there's something where he couldn't be relocated into a wild area or whatever. Fear of him coming back, I guess. And, you know, Joey.
You know what you do?
Joey
Henney took him in. You move Wally to South Carolina. That's what you do.
Yeah, but Joey Henney took him in and said,
so
you know,
wait,
I will
stop.
Raise you.
This,
I will love
story,
you.
This story is false. First of all, no. First, this story is false. This is a fake story. This is a fake story. You take an alligator and you relocate that alligator. You don't give it to a human being to raise. This is not a dog. This is not the same thing. You don't go, oh, we got to remove an alligator from Disney World. Let's relocate him, but we'll be scared he'll come back. So what we'll do instead, we'll give it to a human being to raise in his house? That makes zero sense. Zero sense. That guy is lying. He is telling a story. He is faking this to win a lawsuit or to get media attention.
I'm going to say it's the
you
last.
Do not, you cannot domesticate an alligator because it will come back to Disney World swamps. The option is move him to another swamp in the state. The option is not give it to a human being to raise in his backyard. That's not on the checklist of relocating alligators.